Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
On last Sunday, I talked with you from the subject, you can live with your scars. This message was taken from John chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. The Bible told us that on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. We learned on last Sunday that Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the disciples told Thomas that they had seen the Lord. But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And the Bible tells us a week later, Thomas decides to show up to the disciples' fellowship. And guess what? Jesus shows back up again. He tells Thomas to put his fingers here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. And after touching Jesus, Thomas cried out, "My Lord and my God." I shared with you several lessons from this passage of Scripture. First, I shared that all of us who have lived any significant amount of time here on earth has at least one scar. Whether the scar is physical, emotional, or spiritual, we all have a scar. I also shared the truth that even though we lock ourselves up behind doors of fear, that Jesus can still get to us. And I also shared with you that it is good to know that when Jesus shows up, that he speaks peace to our situation. I also shared with you that the scars of Jesus proved to his disciples and to us that he was 100% God and yet 100% man. Jesus' scars proved to his disciples that there is nothing too hard for God. And Jesus' scars prove that even with our scars, God has the power to resurrect us from the dead places of life. And so today, I want us to continue our journey into John chapter 21, and lift for your consideration the sermonic theme, I've got to get to Jesus. In the verses that precede our selected scriptural text for today, the Bible tells us that Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Canaan in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, better known as James and John, and two other disciples were together by the Sea of Galilee. The Bible tells us that Simon Peter tells the other disciples, I'm going out to fish. And the Bible says that they all chimed in and said, hey, Simon, we'll go with you. Notice with me, the first two disciples who are mentioned in our scriptural text. Who are they, Pastor? Simon Peter and Thomas. Now, I believe, Dr. Hagee, that there is a reason why Simon and Thomas were identified first and second in our text. I think that there is a valuable lesson that we can learn right here. What is the lesson, Pastor? This is the lesson. Just because you may have messed up in the past doesn't mean that the rest of your life is over. Can I say it again? Just because you may have messed up in the past doesn't mean that the rest of your life is over or considered to be a failure. Yes, Peter denied Christ and Thomas doubted Christ. But guess what? They were still disciples. Even though they messed up in their past, they eventually, somebody say eventually, they eventually got it back together. Humor me. Lean over and tell your neighbor, give me a little time to get myself together. And since we said that to our neighbor, let me remind you today that none of us are perfect. None of us have dotted every I and crossed every T. You know how the Bible says it? The Bible says, for all. Somebody say all. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. New Providence and friends, it was Simon Peter who said, I am going fishing. Even though he messed up, Peter still maintained his positive influence over the other disciples. And let me say right here, just because you made a mistake doesn't mean that you are disqualified from positively influencing others to the Lord. Let your mistakes be a witness to others that God can and God will restore you even after you've messed up. The Bible says that they went out and got into a boat, went fishing, but the Bible says they fished all night and caught nothing. The disciples, Fred, fished all night, but they caught nothing. I imagine that the disciples were frustrated and worn out after fishing all night with no positive results. And I want to ask a question. Has anybody here ever toiled hard to accomplish something, and it seemed like all of your toil, all of your work was in vain? Can I be honest with you? In my own life, I have had moments when I worked hard to accomplish tasks just to discover that nothing materialized from all of my efforts. And you know what? At those moments, sometimes I would cop an attitude with God. Because I thought that he should have blessed my efforts. But you know what I had to learn? I had to learn this lesson. I had to learn that God knows what's best for me. Anybody here have to learn that lesson? He knows what's best for me, and I'm so glad that everything that I've worked for, that he did not allow it to materialize. Well, lest I keep you too long, the Bible says that early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Listen, after fishing all night and catching nothing, I can understand why the disciples didn't initially recognize Jesus. They tired, worn out, fished all night. But Jesus calls out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. And let me suggest to you that since Jesus is all-knowing, he already knew that they didn't catch not nair fish. But I told you in the past that when Jesus asks a question, it is a setup. Jesus is about to challenge his disciples to put their faith in action. Now remember that the Bible tells us that they didn't recognize him. But Jesus tells them to drop their net on the right side of the boat and they will find some fish. Now, if some of us were on the boat, we would have said, who does this guy think he is? He must be out of his mind. We are experienced fishermen, and we know how to catch fish. We will not drop our net down again into the water since we dropped it down so many times last night and caught nothing. Woo. Let me say right here that some of us have missed our blessings because we refuse to listen to a godly person's advice. Some of us are too stubborn and too hard-headed to listen to good, godly advice. Come on, let's all sing together. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh. The Bible says that the disciples listened to Jesus' words and dropped their net one more time. And the Bible says that when they dropped their net, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. The disciple John seen the supernatural move of God, says to Peter, that can't be nobody but the Lord. And I want to know this morning, has God ever done anything for you that you knew that it was nobody but the Lord? Has he ever healed your body? Has he ever opened up closed doors? Has he ever mended broken relationships? Has he ever made a way out of no way? I don't know about you, but I've seen the Lord do some supernatural things in my life. And in your life, he is a wonder working God. Is there any witnesses in the house that we serve a supernatural God? And the Bible says that as soon as John said to Peter, it is the Lord, that Peter does something radical. Somebody say radical. Peter puts his garment on and jumps off the boat into the water and swims to Jesus. In essence, Peter is saying, I've got to get to Jesus. I won't let nothing stop me from getting to Jesus. I'm willing to take a risk to swim to Jesus. I'll do what others refuse to do, to get to Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I want to give Jesus some radical worship, some radical praise. I want to give Jesus all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind, all of my strength. Say yeah, say yeah. I just want to know, do we have any radical praisers here in the house who will do what others won't do in order to get to Jesus? Come on, stand to your feet all over the church. The opening hymn today was I Must Tell Jesus All of My Trials, for I cannot bear these burdens alone. In other words, I've got to get to Jesus, because Jesus can help me. Anybody in here know that Jesus can help you? We've gone to others, we've tried others, but Jesus is our source of help and strength.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.